sing in the acres. When I listen to country, so do the neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeehaw.
Middle of the night.
That's the party animals. When I listen to country, so do the neighbors in the middle of the night. Hey, that reminds me. Jennifer picked out a great movie she watched. We watched in the living room last night, the documentary of Cody
Johnson.
Johnson, Deer Rodeo. That was a good documentary.
Yeah, great
that was
show.
Really a good one. We're here talking like we always are every Saturday morning. You can rely on us to be here every Saturday morning to talk about your two favorite topics, you and your home. If you've got any question, we have an open line now, 1-888-767-4348. And we're here this Saturday morning talking about get organized, because January is Get Organized Month.
That would be Go Month. And so I'm going to give Bridges contact information right up front, because if you have a project you're thinking about and you're holding out, what's her information? I want to give that out. So Bridges, why don't you give your website and phone number?
Okay, super. Thank you. So my website address is Get Organized with Bridges, and that's B-R-I-D-G-E-S. I say London Bridges because people... So yeah. It's getorganizedwithbridges.com,
okay.
And you can go through my website, and I will receive an email, and I will, you know, give you a call back. Or my phone number, feel free to call me, is 480-297-7355.
There's no shortage of things that Bridges can help you with.
And I want to first thank you. Since you were last here, it looks like Jennifer and I are on the horizon of moving. Now, we haven't moved in 40 years.
Oh, boy.
But it's coming up. So after our last visit, I thought, you know, I probably ought to start decluttering some of my little workspaces.
And he needed to hear it from someplace else.
Since you were last here, I want you to know I threw away one coffee can of rusty washers, bolts, and screws.
He's actually
you're on a roll.
You be careful. Well, I'm going to hire Bridges.
I picked up a client, saw my coupon in your calendar.
Okay.
She's lived at her house for 50 years, and she's now dating. She's in her mid-70s, and they've decided to spend their money traveling, but she wants to downsize, and so it's... She has lived there 50 years. So I proposed, I said, you know, Betty, I suggest that you be thinking about what you want to pick up and move and get settled. And then we're going to come in and declutter, pull everything out. And she's also very eligible for an estate sale. So we're doing it very, very differently. And she is so relieved. It would be a couple years trying to get her purged, So, anyways, that was a great solution.
I'm one coffee can of rusty bolts closer to being organized with Bridges.
I'm sorry, Jennifer.
So,
me too.
There's your branding line for the website there, Bridges.
This is probably going to sound like a really silly question, but you said she's really close to an estate sale. I always thought that meant somebody had passed away, but
no. You
don't... I feel, because I never wanted to go to one because I felt like a dirty, like
yeah, like yours, yeah,
like a vulture. All right, I'm just circling and waiting.
Yeah, no. So it's got to be, the house has to be empty. She owns the house; it's paid in full. She's got 3 weeks to spare for us to get everything done, and then for I use Jody Rogers with From the Attic, and then she comes in. Boutiques it out, brings in tables, tablecloths, does the marketing. She does the private estate sales. And boom, 2 weeks, 1 week for us to get, clean everything up. But yeah,
well,
it's a great solution.
For starting soon. We found ourselves in a very different kind of situation where everything was urgent. And you came in and brought your girls in, and they just did an amazing job. Very patient with the homeowner, who was grieving and had, it was really hard to make decisions, but got us through that. And then also in the resettlement, downsizing and then getting rid of stuff. We didn't do the estate sale, but you had someplace they could, that we sold it, the extra two. So yeah, it's just amazing to have someone come alongside you. And the really wonderful thing about it is you're not emotionally attached. So the people who are in the home are very emotionally attached. So you can help offer an objective. For a mother-daughter to do that, or, you know, husband-wife, and you're arguing over, this is so special to me, but you kind of help bring that objectivity.
Yeah, sometimes I have to put, you know, the spouses in separate corners and talk to them both. But, yeah, we do a lot of hand-holding and, you know, because everybody makes decisions differently, yeah, and there's no right or wrong.
Mm-hmm. So you're kind of a counselor, too.
Yes, yes, yeah, yes, absolutely. I mean, I've been doing this 12 years now. So really, I think in those 12 years, just like, you know, you guys over the years, you get amazing resources and people that you refer. And, you know, I bring a lot to the table.
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in when someone asks for this, you know, letting them know that you're a partner and how well you guys handle the really hard situations. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it's fun, you know, but sometimes it's trying. So mm-hmm. thank you for that. And in the context of neighbors, we're kind of talking about how to deal with, you know, difficult neighbors. We always don't have a lot of choice in that. You know, we've talked about, you know, if you have a neighbor that's hoarding, you know, not a lot you can do till they're ready. Mm-hmm. But if I don't want to be a difficult neighbor, right, I want to keep in my own lanes. So we kind of talk through some things that we can do to keep ourselves in a good place for being organized.
Well, I mean, I think organization, you know, starts at the, you know, curb appeal, mm-hmm. starts at the front yard. And if it's, you know, picked up and manicured and tasteful, then I think you expect to see that throughout the house. And, we had talked yesterday about, you know, what happens when you go in the house. And you had mentioned that you have some kids and grandkids and, you know, they live in a cold area and they come in and jackets and, you know, snow boots and mittens and everything just get, you know, piled at the front door. Well, you know, there's got to be a system. There's got to be a process. You know, do they need to come in? Can they come in through the laundry room? Is there a mud room? I mean, they might have to jerry-rig a mud station to be able to house that. Otherwise, you walk in and the kids and everybody's just used to dropping everything at the front door. And, you know, that's not going to work in the long run.
Yeah, everybody has busy lives, even though we're not ones that have to fight the cold and all the jackets most of the time. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of activities, mm-hmm. school books, paper. Oh, my gosh, how do you manage all that paper?
So there's got to be a landing. There's got to be a landing station. So whether you, because we talked about this also, my kitchen countertop is my kitchen countertop. It is not for everybody to dump things on my kitchen countertop. I have a landing.
I didn't ask her to say that.
Oh.
I didn't ask her.
I said it's my kitchen countertop.
Rosie loves the corner.
And I'm
kitchen.
Very possessive over that. But I create a staging area. So if my boys come over, they can put their keys on the little table, or I stage it as I go out, you know, my Yeti cup. If I have a consultation, I have to go to the mailbox, or I've got returns, all of that is staged. So this is a multi-purpose table that I set up just for that purpose. So I think it's really important. Every household needs to have that station, whether it's in the laundry room when you come in the door, whether you come in the front door, is there a little table, something off to the side that you can use so that everything doesn't get dumped on the kitchen countertop? Because when I come home at the end of the evening and I'm going to, you know, I want to make dinner, I don't want to have to clean up everybody's stuff first before I start dinner or whatever I'm going to do.
Now that I teased you, I have to say you are doing a much better job. Your pile is smaller. And you know what? I like it better than the alternative. I mean, I didn't have that pile for several months. It was very lonesome.
Yeah,
I like
right.
your pile.
Well, in my own defense, I just don't like walking on carpet with my shoes on. So I either can enter the house mm-hmm. through the garage, mm-hmm. and it's a very generous sized island. It's 11 feet long.
He's not my way.
And I'm taking up a one little bitty tiny corner with my briefcase and my notepad and my wallet. Or I have to walk across carpet to my desk.
Mm.
And so it's a cheap excuse, I guess. I need to just kick my shoes off and walk across the carpet. But I would think that we're talking about different types of neighbors. You've got different types of clients. Now, you've got the hoarder that... There's the hoarder that just won't let you ever come on their property, and that they're not going to change.
No.
Then you've got the light went on hoarder mm-hmm. that's saying, I've got to do something.
Yes.
But I would say that a lot of your clients are kind of like me. you're hit periodically with a third-party level of accountability that says, could you please check your space? Mm. Like, when I travel, when I was traveling so much, travel was my ticker. That was my trigger. Okay, before I leave, my desk is going to be cleared. Mm. All the paperwork's going to be filed. I'm going to come back, do it clean.
Yep.
Without my travel requirement being as heavy as it's been the last couple of years, I'm having a harder time holding myself accountable to keeping the top of my desk empty.
So why don't you pick a day? Like, Fridays are very good days to pick it up. Or, you know, for me, I tend to work on the weekends just to wrap up some loose ends, and then I get my desk ready for the clients that the gals are going to see, and I have things staged so when I start Monday, it's good to go. So pick a day, you know, hold yourself accountable.
You're going to declare a day, babe?
I'm going to think about declaring a day.
Okay. That's a start.
Yeah.
You know, another really good trigger is having company.
Yes.
Having your neighbors in.
Yes.
You know.
Well, but okay, let's talk about that, because I see a ton of rooms, drawers, master closets, when they're going to have company over, they shove it. And they shove it. You know why they shove it? You know the golden rule, right? They shove it and put it somewhere else because that stuff doesn't have a home.
Uh-huh. Or sometimes a purpose.
You
have a little saying about that. Like, when you pick something up, you know, when's the last time you used it? Or, you know, why make a place for it if you're not going to use it?
Right.
Right.
Well, that just gets tossed, or Goodwill, or whatever the case may be. And always, you know, always keep a little box or something that, so you have a way to release it and let it go. But, you know, I just find when I go to people's homes, the problem is their stuff doesn't have a home. So delayed decisions create the clutter in your life. So, you know, the piles grow, you know, the laundry basket is the home for dirty clothes. A lot of people have a really hard time getting their clothes in the laundry basket. A lot of people have a hard time washing their clothes and putting them away. Okay, the home is not the bed or the couch.
This is the clean pile and this is the dirty pile.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So your laundry's not done until everything is put away. So people struggle because things don't have a home. And that's where we come in, hit the reset button, we do a big purge, and we create homes so things can be put away. So if you use something, put it away. Right. And then you can maintain status quo and maintain the home.
Do you know, I hear your voice in my head every morning when I'm deciding, am I going to leave those clothes there or am I going to put them away? I do. And that, you said what I was looking for, is that delayed decision thing. You know, I'll put off things. And then it all ends up is this mountain of guilt and stuff that's undone. So I mean, that goes to every area of your life. I mean,
emails, or whatever. I really work hard on working ahead of myself and staging things so that if I'm running out the door, I can grab what I need. That's what I find.
Bridges, yes. Your contact information?
Phone number 480-297-7355.